Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it is what he says to us that is the truth about our life. Amen. And so that's why we love, we stay in his presence. Because in his presence, we get the truth about our life. Amen. Praise God. It's in his presence we get the truth about our life. That's who we really are. We are what he says we are. We are who he says we are. Amen. And so we need to tarry in his presence and receive his words and live there and believe what he says about us. You need to believe it. You need to believe it. Your mom. See, I was looking like Americana. Amen. Your mom or your dad cannot really define who you are. Praise God. Because your existence precedes, amen. Your existence precedes their wedding. Amen. Existence precedes. They did not bet to. They did not come together and then they gave birth to you. No. You needed to come and you brought them together. Praise God. So you are not a fruit of your parents, so to speak. They are a fruit of you. Are you listening to me? Do you get what I'm talking about? It's your destiny that has caused them to come. Amen. Because you came from the Lord. And I don't know whose parent is older than Jehovah here. You came from the Lord. And you are his thoughts. His eternal thought. And then he felt that the best route, the best way he can express himself in thinking about you is your dad. And that's why you cannot, none of us had the right to choose our parents. Amen. We didn't choose our parents, and then we didn't choose where we were born. Are you together with me? Jehovah chose that because we are his perfect imagination. Are you together with me? And he decided everything. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. So until we hear from him, we are not able to appropriate the... Wow. You are not able to... I'm being distracted. We are not able to appropriate... There are some prophetic expressions in my life where it is by faith. There are times where it is not by faith. Amen. Tonight's own is not by faith. Praise God. You know, it's not by faith. At times I prophesy because I hear a word. And at times I prophesy because I am participating in a word. Amen. I am part of the... I'm participating in it. It's an experience in me. It's more than a vision. Are you together with me? And there is an agent of change that is being released again upon the face of the earth to the body of Christ, God's people. There is an agent of change. Is it an angel? Is it an anointing? Is it a grace? I don't know. But I like to call it an agent of change. There is a change in status quo. You know, there is that release of grace. Some days, some weeks back, I was in church in morning, evening prayers. And I went out to check something. Immediately I entered back into the room. I bumped into a word. Like, I bumped into an experience. And I believe I bumped into a presence or a person or a being. I don't know. And it began to speak to me about the manifestation of Jehovah's greatness even in the midst of God's people. You know, even for this house, I began to hear the Lord began to speak to me. Listen, I don't know how to explain these things. When I said the Lord began to speak to me, it's not even accurate. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, I mean it. Do you understand that? I mean it. I didn't say I heard the word. I was just in the experience. And I began to understand and to hear and to know, you know, that there is a fresh release of grace, of favor for the manifestation of the greatness of God in the midst of God's people. You know, God is about to show himself strong in the midst of his people. He's about to use his people as an expression of his, he wants to express his greatness and his goodness. And he spoke to me about this house. He said that we haven't seen anything, that we're going to experience levels of greatness. You know, and I'm not because we have done anything right. It will just be the doing of the, it will just be the Lord in the midst of his people. Listen, if you read the Bible, for the first time we saw the Lord in the midst of a people. A particular nation did not want to release those people. We saw water turning to blood. We saw a nation losing our firstborn of human beings and animals. When God was in the midst of a people, we saw sea. Are you together with me? What happened to the sea? Departed, and a nation crossed and walked on water, walked on dry land. When God was in the midst of people, we saw manna fall down from where? From heaven. We saw quails. We saw rock producing water. Are you together with me? Whenever God is in the midst of a people, strange things happen. And the Bible tells us that that ministry is the ministry of condemnation. And that there is a ministry greater than that. I don't know if you're hearing this. That God is going to make out of your life a reality that is beyond imagination. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. If you're going to join me, I want to invite us to join me. I want us to pray to fast and pray for the next 15 days of this month, starting from tomorrow, and just lock ourselves up in fasting and prayers, and wait on the Lord for the release of grace and favor over our lives. Genesis chapter 2. Father, we ask for grace, we ask for unction, we ask that you release and impart us afresh in the name of Jesus. I ask for utterance, O Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. So from verse 19. So like I said earlier, it is imperative for you, a young man and young woman, to hear what God is saying about your life. Are you together with me? You must hear what God is saying about your life, and you lock into it. There are two expressions of praying for the knowledge of his will. There is the knowledge of God's will that has nothing to do with you. What I mean is, God has thought about that will before creation. It is the knowledge of his will. Do you understand that? It is God's plan and God's agenda. Now, a major will of God, are you together with me? A major will of God is for mankind to come into the fullness of God. Are you together with me? You know, that will has nothing to do with our prayer point. Huh? That will is not, we didn't ask him for that. Do you understand that? Whether you pray about it or you don't pray about it, that is his will. The will of God is that man will carry his glory. The introduction of man, the infusion, the calling or bringing forth of man into Trinity. Are you together with me? That is the counsel of Jehovah's will. That one, that thought is eternal thought. It's a thought from the eternal past. It has, before heaven and earth was created, God had thought that out. Are you together with me? And that has nothing to do with us. That after the whole of creation is aligning itself to the fulfillment of that will. Are you together with me? If you read, creation is arranged. Amen. Creation is arranged for the administration and the possibility that will is fulfilled. That will is older than Lucifer himself. That God, man will come into the fullness of God. That will is older than man. In fact, when man was created, the prophetic utterance over man is that will. Amen. That was the prophetic utterance. I told you that the book of Genesis chapter 1, the way man was created tells us the prophecy over man. It says, let us make man. That word is not just let's start to make man. That was the prophetic word over mankind. That God looked at man that had not yet been released physically. And he said, man, let us make him in our image and what? Our likeness. That is the prophecy of God over mankind. Praise God. So when man was created, that prophecy still remained. The man that was created is not, are you together with me? It's not the image and the likeness of God. It was when we got to Hebrews chapter 1 that we began to see man who was what? The express image of God. Amen. And the brightness of his glory, which is Christ. That man, Christ Jesus. You remember that? The man, sit down. The man, Christ Jesus. The man, Christ Jesus, is the fulfillment of God's prophecy over mankind. Amen. That is the will of God. That one, we didn't pray about it. That is the pivotal will of Jehovah. That is the foundation of the earth. That is the purpose of humanity. The purpose of humanity is not Christianity as we have it. The purpose of humanity is not Christianity as a religion. The purpose of humanity is to come into the Godhead, is to be part of God. The purpose of mankind is to be a part of God's family in the most intricate manner, in the most intimate manner, in the most perfect manner. Now, even though the angels are part of that heavenly family, the way God wants man to be part of his family is not the way angels are. It is deeper than the way angels are. Are you together with me? This is real family. This is we in him and he in us. This is a mystery. Mystical union of God and mankind. Are you together with me? This is a union that cannot be explained with human words. We in him and he in us. Where you look out, you see God, you see man. Who is inside who? We are not sure. Are you together with me? He's poured in us and we are poured in him. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the mystery of godliness. The manifestation of the Godhead in flesh. That's why after the end, when this earth is when the earth is over, praise God. When man is resurrected, are you together with me? Man will be given another body. Praise God. We will have another body. Praise God. Another flesh. And yet, we are the image of God. And that's the, you see, that is the smile God is waiting to have on his face. Seeing flesh and yet seeing God. Are you together with me? This is flesh, but this is God. This is an awesome innovation. God in flesh. This is an amazing innovation. This is divine technology. Praise God. Give me the mystery of godliness. Timothy, are you together with me? This is Jehovah's technology. God is saying that I am spirit, but yes, I can also be made manifest in what? In flesh. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was what? Manifested in the flesh. Are you together with me? This is Jehovah's own technology. This is Jehovah's own. This is what is beautiful in his sight. This is the end. Are you together with me? This is everything. This is his business idea. This is his plan and his agenda. This is his workmanship in Christ Jesus. This is what he has been doing. Justified in the Spirit. Did you hear that? Eh? Do you understand that? Because we have only known God to be in the Spirit. But now we are going to see God in the flesh. And this God will enter Spirit. And Spirit will say, "See God." Are you together with me? God has always been in the Spirit. But this is the mystery of godliness. That God will be made in the flesh. And when this God enters the Spirit, they will look at it and still smack it justified. That this is still God. That flesh will not be a reduction of God. That it will be flesh and yet it is God. Are you together with me? The plan of Satan is to make this revelation. Do you hear what I just said? Satan's plan is to make this what? Revelation. So that after this service ends, we'll go back to real life. That's his agenda. Satan's plan is to make this good teaching. So that when the service ends, we'll go back to our daily life. Let's be real. That's powerful. It's more powerful than witchcraft. The work of Satan in your daily thinking is more powerful than the work of demons in your village. Your normal thinking, just thinking below scripture, there are strange powers in charge of it. When you see somebody levitate like this and disappear and reappear, the power to do that is not much. But just thinking normally is greater power. And Satan's plan is to make you enjoy these words as teaching. This is not teaching. No. God is not trying to teach. This is the mystery of what? Of godliness. That God, manifested in the flesh. In the spirit, justified. They marked it. Bah! Do you understand what we mean by in the spirit? Do you understand what we mean by in the spirit? That is, that the spirit is the exclusive place where God is. Are you together with me? It's exclusive to God. The angels are not in the spirit as per this spirit. The Bible says God is spirit. Jesus said that. This spirit is not just heaven. Or it's not just in the realm of the spirit. This one is God's own spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In God's own place, God's own world. Are you hearing this? This is the place John was talking about, the three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Those are the only three beings that are here. And then man Jesus entered that place. Man Jesus, don't forget, he went there as man. Never forget that. This is an important foundation for Christian theology. That when he resurrected, he went as man. He did not go there as spirit. He went as what? As man. That is the very man. That is the true man. When God said, let us make man in our own image, that's what he meant. The resurrected Jesus was what he meant. He did not go as spirit. Because don't forget that Thomas was able to touch him. And that was with resurrection body. Ulaba. Are you together with me? Are we on the same page? That's a body that is, that's a body that operates realms. Amen. That's a body that can be conducive in heaven. Amen. Conducive on earth. I don't know if you are hearing this. You see, that kind of body is not, cannot, environment does not affect that body. Huh? Amen. That body enters anywhere. It enters the kingdom of darkness. It's a body. The body is in the realm called God. I don't know if you are together with me. May God give us understanding. In few years, we would have broken through into dimensions. I just saw a picture in my heart. Some of you will see, some of you are going to receive books. I mean books. I mean, God will give some of us books that we'll write. I don't even mean Christian theology. I mean normal books that will carry mysteries and secrets. I'm telling you. And you go and write it down. Some of you are going to receive books. Some of us are going to receive books. Some of us are going to receive templates for the education system. Templates. You'll receive it. There are some people here, you receive warfare strategies for taking over territories. You know, I'm talking about sure strategy, sure. You'll receive it. Clear, blueprints. Many of you are going to have innovations. I'm telling you. You'll be taken. You see, because when the first man was created, he was told to keep the garden and to tend to keep it. So God will be giving you materials for the preservation of this earth. Praise God. Yes, I know that the earth will be destroyed, but our work is not to destroy it. Jesus calls us the salt of the earth. And salt is a preservative. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord that some of us, many of us, will receive documents of preservation. Some of us here, including myself, will receive church growth, spirit, and wisdom that will always be, that will be easily transferred. And will bring down, will cause people to win territories. For this move and this this working of the Spirit in these days and in this time. For the previous workings of the Spirit, the earth thought it saw something great. But this time around, the earth hasn't seen anything. It will not just be anointings and giftings. And this is going to be the secret. This is why it will be difficult to kill. Because it will not be anointings and giftings. It will be people's lives. The glory of God will be one with the lives of men. Are you together with me? That way it can never be lost. Because it will always be transferred from generation to generation. Are you together with me? The least in your days, the least child of the kingdom. Why did I say the least child of the kingdom? Because the word of the kingdom will be taught, and men will actually come into the kingdom. And the least in the kingdom in your days will operate the realm of the Spirit naturally. The earth has not seen anything, says the Spirit of the Lord. Your earth has not seen anything, says the Spirit of the Lord. Because the pattern of the doings of the Spirit and the instruments of manifestation, the gifts and the manifestation equipments are equipments that are not coming, that are not for this age. For the Lord is beginning to bring the civilization of the new heavens and the new earth to even manifest in this present day. So there will be life operations, life operations. There will be life operations that are older than the earth. Life operations that are not for this place. The materials, the operations. The seeds and the instruments that are common in the world to come are being brought even to our world. And the Lord is training, even in this present world, is training us. The life is for the world to come. The training is now. And so the instruments of the world to come are being brought in now. And so the experiences of the new age will begin to happen. So don't be afraid if you're awake, if you're woken up at night. Don't be afraid when they wake you up. Don't be afraid when he comes to talk to you. Don't be afraid, says the Spirit of the Lord. Don't be afraid. And don't be spiritual. Be normal. Be normal. Be normal. Father, we give you the praise. Let me show you something in Genesis chapter 2. Before we go home. Let me not lie to you. These things can be lost on you. Let me not deceive you. If you don't give yourself wholly to these things, you will be lost on you. I'm telling you. And so don't just be excited. Be committed. I'm telling you, it can be lost on you. Don't be excited, be committed. Hear me. Since I was born again at 16, when I was 16 years old, I was born again. From that time till now, I've been committed to these things. Praise God. And so don't expect that you just breeze in and breeze out into it. No. I won't deceive you. You need to be committed. You need to have a committed heart. You need to let go. Amen. You need to let go. Be committed. Can I use your Bible? Genesis 2. Let's be quick. Genesis 2:19. out of every ground the Lord formed every beast of the field. I just want to tell you something I've told you before. And every bird of the air, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. Now, I told you some weeks back that the book of Genesis is mystical. Very mystical. Very. Very mystical. Very mystical. It's not plain. The reason is because what happened in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 happened, Genesis 1, Genesis 2 happened before the fall. And life before the fall is not the same as life after the fall. Are you together with me? So trying to express with fallen language realities, are you together with me? Now, you need to understand that creation itself, creation is a teacher. God created everything to mirror Christ. Are you together with me? Everything to what? To mirror Christ. So when you read Genesis, because of the fall, there was a lot of symbolic speakings. Amen. And that's why the book of Revelation is also very difficult to understand. Why? Because the book of Revelation is, how did he write it? I was in the spirit. So how do you write things that happened in the spirit? Now check it. Even your normal dream, can you explain it? Somebody comes to you, lay hands on you in your dream. Do you know how to explain the feeling? When the anointing comes in your dream, say, the thing is like fire. No, it's not fire, because you know, it's like electricity. You say it's not electricity. You begin to look for words because there's no explanation. Because you had a real experience and now you're explaining it in a fallen world. Praise God. So the Lord has to open your eyes for you to understand the book of Genesis. One, to don't forget that even the writing of this thing, somebody wrote book of 1,000 years before he himself came to the scene. Moses wrote this thing. How do you write this? How do you write it? Moses wrote this thing. How? Eh? I told you before. He was brought there. Praise God. So, don't deceive yourself by those picture of Moses in the book of Bible story of somebody with bear carrying. Are you together with me? They are men of God. Out of every ground, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Give me KJV. Because it's not what he will call them. All right. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that's not the word I'm looking for. That was the name thereof. The word call, my phone is off. I have where I study my Greek and Hebrew, my phone. I told you before that the name Adam gave them is not biological name or botanical name or whatever name. This name was to arrange the earth. Are you together with me? Adam had the responsibility to do what? To arrange the earth, to put them, to create the ecosystem. Amen. To create the ecosystem, create their functions, create their placement, and create their order. And this creation of order is not done haphazardly. The creation of order is to make them in alignment with their explanation in Christ. Amen. Because I told you, creation is teaching about Christ. Are you together with me? So it's explaining them in Christ. That's why serpent has to be that way, because eventually serpent will be Satan. Eh? And he must be named, he must be given a character and a behavior that will align to the real Satan. So that he will walk like this, and Satan too will be cunning like this. Are you together with me? And the lion must be the lion, because the son will be used to the Jesus will be expressed as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Imagine if we call him the lion of the tribe of Judah and he's the weakest in the forest. You know, we'll not be proud of him that way. Imagine if Jesus is maybe an antelope. The scripture uses antelope. It said the antelope in the forest. Let's bless him. Let's bless the antelope. You know, we'll not be proud of it. I said, we'll bless the antelope. We just bless the antelope. Even you. You say, this my religion is dying. It's it. Then Satan is now used for lion. We don't need any prophecy. We know who will win. Praise God. So that was the name he was naming them. Have you ever been confused about this before? When he said Adam named them, he called one cat and his cat. He called one. No. It is people after Adam that called it those names. Culture in our languages that gave them those other names. The name actually talks about their placement in life. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. So as he was placing those names and placing them, he did not find anyone that could take that place of a helper to him. Are you together with me? And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So he named her. The name is not woman. The name is the place he gave her. If it was a monkey, he gave that place. It would be monkey that you guys will be chasing. Do you get that? He named her. He brought her. Because as he saw her, are you together with me? He saw that this is me. Amen. This statement is not an emotional statement. It's not like he saw his wife. He not say, hey, bone of my bone, flesh. This is not an emotional statement. I know you have been reading that bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. You know, when you see a guy, say, man, it's just the bone of my bone. No, this is not that kind of statement. This was placing that wonderful creature of Jehovah. Are you together with me? And so this is also man. So male and female created he them. When God created them, what did he call them? Man. If you read Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, he created male and female and called the two of them what? Man. So man is a man and woman is a what? Is a man. So the woman is a type of man. Do you understand that? Which is also a typology of the relationship between Christ and his church. You know, he also died for us to come out of him. This was the same sleep that happened to Adam. Amen. And that's why when he sees you, I told you several years ago that stop quoting the scripture as you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that God does not see us, he sees Christ. We stay behind Christ because if he sees us, he's angry. No, 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 no. The same way Adam looked at his wife and said, bone of my bone, this is exactly me. Also, any day any man gives his life to Christ, he looks exactly like Jesus. Yeah. Are you together with me? Like exactly Christ, who is our life. Praise God. This is the reason why immediately you get born again, your spirit is seated with him. Oh my God. This is amazing. This is amazing. Is this not the end of all the problems in this world? The problem of house rent and all of that and all those things. That we are seated with him. The main problem is that men are not seated there. Amen. The solution to all the world's problem is that place. Are seated. And so just the way Adam like, wow, this is me. Jesus Christ looks at you and says, this is what? Me. That's why the Bible says that we should come boldly to the throne of grace. That boldly is not some arrogance. And like, no. It's just to come normal. Whenever bold is obvious, it's not bold. It's rebellion.
Whenever you're trying to be bold, you're trying to be rebellious. Boldness is trying, is just being normal. That even the bold person that people are saying is bold does not know he's bold. It's just being normal. I don't even get what I'm talking about. When somebody wants to, when somebody bangs your door, go and say he's bold. He's not bold, he's being mischievous. The bold person would knock normally. When you are bold, you are normal. How many of you enter your house like this? After today's service, enter your house. Anybody that comes that way is because he's not actually welcome. And he's trying to force his welcome. So when he says come boldly, it's not come arrogantly. It's to come normally. It's to come okay. It's to say, Father, here I am. I'm just here. I was watching that Jesus prayer against kidnappers. See the way he prayed. He said, please, my God. Please, Daddy. Help me catch those people. He didn't. Go out with that prayer. He just knelt down. I told everybody to pray. After everybody prayed, his own prayer has almost had weight than everybody's noise. He just knelt down. Please. That, you know, how do you say please? You know, theology tells you don't say please. You can't say please. There's another please that is not the please of being low. This is a higher please. Please of intimacy. I say, please. Daddy, please, can you help me? Say, except they repent. And in how many days they caught that rascal in Magodo? This is beautiful. Satan does not want you to understand this. Oh, this is beautiful. Oh. Genesis. Let's run. This is just, your life is just beautiful. What an amazing life you have. What a privileged life you have. What a life. You know, whenever a Christian goes to meet with the Lord, do you know when we are praying to God to send him back, you know, he will tell God not to, he does not want to come back. Say, God, no. Do you know that? Everybody that has died. You remember, I was reading Smith Wigglesworth's story and the wife, he was not going to allow his wife go. His wife had to wake up and tell him, please, let me go. That place is better than here. So he killed her back. You're going to die. I'm letting you know there is serious wickedness in the air that don't want you to see reality. Are you together with me? There is serious wickedness. And the strength of that wickedness is your heart, your soul, your meditation. This is not the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Let's read. Therefore shall a man leave his father. Now, this therefore is, you see, Moses writing this story. As he got to that point of 23, he's not like, okay, this is what happens. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall what? Be one flesh. Why? Because it's further that in creation, man is man and woman is man. You know, I say, okay, this is the reason for marriage. Do you understand that? That the reason for marriage is to get, that's why the Bible now says two is better than one. The reason for marriage is to have that force again. So marriage is not just, may God open our eyes. Marriage in God's eyes is not only emotional. Praise God. It's not only emotional. It is also a fulfillment of divine intention. It's also a physical representation of God's thinking. I don't know if you are together with me. Are you together with me? Are you together with me? I said, are you together with me? That when two people are married in the way of the Lord, The Lord brings two people together that the emotional part is a major part of it, but not just emotional. There is also a part that both of them are meant to tend the garden. They're also both to keep the garden. It means that the man and the woman also have a purpose. That you must understand that the relationship between Adam and woman, because it was after the fall that he became Adam and Eve. Are you hearing this? That Adam and woman, the first relationship is not just man and wife. Praise God. It's not just what? It's not just what? It's not just what? It's not only man and wife. They are partners in fulfillment of divine destiny. Family is also is God's idea, agenda for the, and that's why Jesus Christ, when Paul was talking about marriage, he explained to us that men should love their wives. How? The way Christ what? Loves the church. So whenever God sees a man and a woman, he is not only seeing Adam and the woman, he is also seeing what? Christ and the church. So whenever God looks at marriage, marriage points, marriage is not just emotional. Marriage points to a deep reality of Christ and church. So marriage is a drama of a spiritual script. We are acting out a spirit. I don't know if you are hearing this. So, it's serious. So it must mean that if marriage is a script of a spiritual reality, it must mean that the success of marriage is the understanding of the script. That if the man understands that script, if the woman understands that script, then both of them can be married. Because marriage is to play out that script. Let me tell you what happened. I was telling the Pastor Obi, for many years, the church stopped teaching that script. So we now had people, young boys and young girls, that don't understand the script, that want to now get married. Are you together with me? Without understanding the script, they want to get married. The marriage now becomes about both of them. Marriage is not about both of us. It's about them. Are you together with me? So then, see, we now began to have increase in divorce rate and troubles in marriage. Amen. Then the church now created another script. Much of the theology, hear this, I say this with all sense of, I don't know, but much of the theology we have on marriage is a lie. I've seen many married books. It's not true. Many of them are just psychology. They are teaching marriage from the realm of the soul. Amen. The knowledge you will get there is 1% okay, but the true revelation of marriage is powered by Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is the teacher of marriage. The success of marriage is how much responsive the man and the woman know about the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that understands the eternal script. And it would drop the script to both of them. Now, because we have not taught people that lifestyle, we now created another script for marriage. You hardly see a man that understands his headship. And you hardly see a woman that understands. How many men in our generation? I don't mean in the village. People in the village understand marriage more than us. How many men in our generation? Are you together with me? May God open our eyes. You see, that's why I like to go and learn about them, Billy Akoni, and them, Daddy Gio, and Oyedepo. That's their script. I think I prefer it more than this present speaking, English speaking script. Because those scripts, we have looked for a way to conform. Are you together with me? To conform with the present decadence of the earth. People are lowering the standard of the script. Because there is no strength in the people to follow it. Brothers and sisters, marriage takes strength. Amen. 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 Who is our role model in marriage? According to scripture. For the woman, who is the role model? Sarah. for the man who is the role model, Christ. It says that you should love your wife the way Christ loved the church. And women think that submission is difficult. Love is a higher law. Praise God. Are you together with me? And what? And give. That means in the absence of submission, love must be winning. My guys, are you listening? Marriage is not you have finished secondary school. After secondary school, finish university. When you not finish university, you not got a job, you cannot rent out. I want to marry. Or just age. It's not age. You are not so old that you must be married. Are we on the same page? When the man, I don't know why I'm doing this. When the man understands the script and the woman understands the script, are you together with me? Then both of them can come together with the same script. Many people are functioning. The woman is functioning by the script of various novels. Novels she has been reading since what? Since he was 12 years old. And the man is filled with script of his father. Praise God. I have a lot of script of my father that I need to throw away. Because if my father comes home 3 a.m., he must eat Eba. He must eat Eba. And there is not all those kind of Eba that he must eat Eba. You will warm the soup, you will eat real food, till whatever time. That's the script I saw. And many women saw script of Novu. And that's why, from the depth of my soul, I ate all Mexican soap opera. I cannot have a male friend that likes it. If you like any Mexican soap opera as a guy, I'm not your pastor. I hate you. I hate you. Because that man is a caricature of what man is. Oh, I love him. Is that what love is? Behaving like sand or water. Why are you going away? I hate it. I hate to see it. I remember when Fumi first came over to stay with me. Telemundo. I said, I can't be watching this madness. He's castrating manhood. The man itself, that word called man, removing it. You will see men, it will be fine like this, no pimples, behaving like an idiot. That's not a man. A man is not sick because of love. What kind of madness is that? I love her. I don't want her to go. Oh, we will love another girl. Love this girl. And they will not be dying. Oh, no, go. The girl will slap me. Pa! Oh, no, I still love you. I'm serious. A man has blueprint. Huh? A man has blueprint. A man looks at his wife in his eyes and says, babe, love of my life, that's where we're going. Are you together with me? I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. Take care of you, okay? I love you. We're going there. When it was time to go and sacrifice Isaac, we did not hear Sarah's voice. Manage the house. Managed it, going to kill that woman's only son. Left him with the boy, left the house. I don't know how he dealt with that babe. Carried the boy, going to kill her only son. What weight did he carry? And it's not by force. Oh. You don't force direction on a woman. Oh. You leave out direction. Are you together with me? You leave it out. Why am I here? You don't force it. You don't by force it. Are you together with me? When Jesus appears to you, he will not force you to worship him. If he comes to your room this night, the moment you see him, you worship. He will not ask you to. His presence commands it. You must carry something. Are you together with me? Don't carry money. That's not all. I was meditating today and I said, what does a woman want? I was just meditating alone. What does a woman want? Huh? A woman, the major need, one of the major needs of a woman is security. He needs a man. And it's not money used to secure a woman. No. It's not just money. That's really a godly woman. It's not money. If you put a diamond ring on the floor, just put a diamond ring on the table. Or you just say, I just give her any ring, just give her anything, just give her anyhow. And say, take, please, let's go to, and you just, and she's like, diamond, well, let's go to, you know, you don't give her anything. But you know, there's a way you can give her a promissory diamond ring. She's already wearing it. With words that have grace. speaking to her soul. Do you know how to do that? Not softly, not stupidly. I mean, from your spirit and weight, speaking deep into the soul, that she will sleep and hear what you are saying. Are you with me? You get that in prayer. You get that in prayer. You make her sure. You make her sure. You look at her in the eye and say, babe, we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Are you together with me? Hear me, everybody. We're going somewhere. And she already has a blueprint also. And she's hearing you confirming the blueprint. I was going to make it sure. Somebody said, try convince your wife. I said, that's one of the simplest things in your world. Let me first be sure of the decision. She will come there. She will come there. I will talk to her. Except I don't want to talk to her. I will look to her soul. They took her away from me. I'm the one. That's me. That's another me. You don't get that by reading some laws of attractive laws of power. No, that's not about. I'm talking about a man God has spoken to. I don't think you should speak to a woman if God has not spoken to you. And the only thing God should speak to you is not that she's your wife. That's not the only word. You have words. Can you say words? Words. I'm not talking of just psychs. I'm talking of words. Oh my God. Kaba Shata. Do you know, as God is stripping you of insincerity? Do you know that you might think he's just stripping you of insincerity. He's giving your words power. Because insincerity reduces the anointing on your word. You don't know that even sincerity itself, it has a way it makes the word travels with power. Sincerity of the soul. Purity. I looked at my wife, I said, be sure. Be sure that everything I do is for your good. I said, be sure. Don't ever doubt that any decision I make is for myself. Every decision I make is for you. I said, don't doubt it. Be sure. It's for your own good. I want you to know that I can never hurt you. And I'm sure you cannot hurt me too. Because I need to put that so that it won't sound like an arrogant word. It will sound like a normal word that governs the family. But I'm actually talking about myself, Noah. I can never hurt you. I need you to know. And that's why you see one rich boy dating one girl, and the girl is loving one poor boy, collecting the money from the rich boy to go and give the poor. What does the poor guy have? Words. Now that's money, no direction. That's it. I mean, no girls like bad boys. Because that's how she's wired. She was taken out of him and she was brought back to him. Even when God said he would curse her, the curse was that this man, you would just be doing his desire. Praise God. That like what Miss was saying, and I also say the same thing. I thought when I was young that boys were chasing girls. That was what I thought. By the time I grew up, it shook me. I seen this revelation shook my soul. Because at 13, 14, 15, we were just chasing. They were like, girls were like. If a boy says you are ugly, you say your father is ugly. And after that, we'll both go and eat. We're not angry. But if a girl says that to you when you are 13, you are ugly. You're like, ah! I can remember the first girl I danced with in my life. I remember Shibola Akikugbe. I remember the dance step. I remember the location. I know the devil that stopped the dance. Are you with me? But after a while, as we began to pursue purpose, I just noticed that these people like, I just saw that they are the ones coming. They come. I said, hold up. I said, hold up. The story has changed. And then she's the one angry. You did not greet me yesterday. I said, you. Then the ones that I used to do shakara before, I now saw them later. They were not smiling like this. Before, they were just, hello. And I had a long time. I'm like, we were never friends like that before. Now. Men and women, get the script. Do you get that? Say, tell somebody, get the script. Sorry, I'm taking your time, but I'll finish this message. Get the script. Loretta, can you hear that? Get the script. It's not a worldly thing. Get the script. Marriage is weighty. Amen. Marriage is not vacation in Dubai. Just knock that off. Will you have vacation in Dubai? Yes, you will. But that's not marriage. Marriage is burden. Jehovah's burden. Marriage is a privilege, a calling, a ministry. Are you together with me? We use all those things to when you go to Dubai, you go to this thing, to balance yourself for the work. Amen. Whenever me and my wife go out to enjoy ourselves, we just saw that. So that the love and the thing can remain, so that we can be united enough to fight the battle. Amen. Your destiny is not traveling around the world. It's cheap. Listen, it's cheap. From the first man I'm teaching you, it's cheap. It's cheap. It's cheap. Don't be deceived. Those ones are worldly children. The picture you see of that man in the beach, those actresses you see in the beach with bikini and their husband, that's not your destiny. That's their hope. That's everything they have. That's not your own destiny. Don't let that be the picture you carry, that one day you will snap with bikini in the beach with your husband. And so you have used your eye to screen all the boys that you know cannot snap bikini picture. You said that one is too spiritual. You are looking for somebody in between. And the one that is very spiritual, you are trying to balance him. That this boy just enter, shift small. It's not like you have a plan for his destiny. It's your own destiny you are fighting for. Just be more liberal. Be more this thing. It's not that serious. See Pastor Zach. See the way he does it. You are just shifting the boy. And before you know it, the boy will lose himself. He does not even know where he is again. Do you get what I'm talking about? Do you understand it? That's the word. You are not, you will never, your life will not be like that. You are not Genevieve. You are not Omotola. You are not the Omotola version of Christianity. You're not a diva. You're not a slayer. Are you with me? Are you beautiful? Yes. Are you handsome? Yes. But that's not your... You're not... The plan is not to turn you to a slayer. Or a diva. That's the children of the world. You are Sarah. Are you together with me? You have enough stability to welcome guests that you are not prepared for. You see, some people cannot even welcome their mother. She did not call before she came. So therefore, she can't be welcome. Talk less of your husband, mother. Talk less of strangers. And the Bible says we should welcome strangers. Because we have, except that way we will entertain angels. You know, it takes weight. It takes a dead woman to entertain strangers. Because entertaining people you have not planned for is against the woman's nature. Because you are learning to plan. And if there is no plan, you are angry. But there is another spirit that can come upon you. You can be stressed. That's why you are a woman. That's why you carry the womb. Your stomach can go 9 months expanding. And you will birth life. That's who you are. You can expand. Your stomach will go for 9 months, getting bigger and bigger. You are still going to work. You are still cooking. You have capacity. And you will release life. And then after a while, you will go through so much pain. After a while, you will say you want another baby. That's the grace you carry. If it was men carrying babies, we would have stopped giving birth after one. But you have capacity to be stretched. Who follows a man that calls himself Abraham without a child and brags about being a, what's the meaning of Abraham? Father of many nations. Who follows that kind of a man that says he's Abraham and cannot impregnate a woman for how many years and is still bragging about Abraham? His name is Abraham, father. They change it to Abraham. And he will tell the one, that's what God calls me.
Man, I say, okay, Abraham.
Abraham. And the woman got tired one day and said, please, Abraham. Yeah, I know you're Abraham. Go on, Abraham there, please. Are you with me? Men and women, this thing is serious, so. See your pastor too got here because of the scripture. What do I mean got here? I mean all of you that are here. You are here because I'm reading my scripture. Are you hearing me? You are better read your script also. Praise God. I read my script. My script was one with me. I was personally deceived by my script. I told Jehovah Lily, if I knew that it would be like this, I don't even go into all of that. It's my script I read. And he's giving me another script. Jehovah told me something yesterday that shook me about my life. It shook me. I can't even say it. I've never even told my wife. It will happen. Say man. You can't compare him with other men. The only person you can compare him with is Christ. Let's round off. Therefore, a man leave his father, leave his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, with the Lord, we're going to pray now, with the Lord God had formed. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw. Amen. So the reason for speaking is for seeing. The reason Satan engaged her is to open her eyes. The reason for that's what the Bible says, evil communication what corrupts good manners. The reason for speaking is to see. When speaking takes enough time, you will see. Do you know what I'm talking about? What am I trying to say to you? Keep fellowshipping with the word. You will soon see. This was how Satan dealt with her. He kept speaking to her. What you hear, you will soon see. What you hear, you will soon be imparted by it. I'm saying there are impartations coming into your life because of the things you are hearing. That is why the church is about preaching. Because when we preach, we open up the atmosphere for men to see. Are you together with me? This was how Satan dealt with her. He kept speaking to her. He kept speaking to her. Then she saw. He opened her up into the reality of his words. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. What did she see? She saw that it's good for food. She saw that it's pleasant to the eyes. She saw that it can make one wise. This is the technology of the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and what? And the pride of life. This is how it entered into it. Are you together with me? This is it. She saw it. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These are the three things that are in the world. Those were the three things she saw. Good for food, pleasant for eyes, make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and also gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So the husband has been waiting for this day. This Adam is like me. When you have planned something already, you now create an atmosphere for your woman to see it too. Then she will now suggest it. Yeah. Okay. This is what happened there. He was with her. He had already decided since. If you don't understand Bible, understand God is, you think the woman was not the one that made us fall. It was the man. Because in the New Testament, the Bible says that the man was not deceived. It was the woman that was deceived. The man was not deceived. Are you together with me? The sin that fell us is not just deception. Praise God. The first sin was the sin of unbelief. The man had unbelief. He had doubts in God. I don't know if you are together with me. And then he disobeyed in his heart. He had decided. Because don't forget, he has will. He had reasoned the doubt. He had concluded he needed the woman to join him. And so when Satan was talking to the woman, he did not see anything. He was just there listening. As the woman gave him to eat, he said, hey, I should eat it too. All right. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Do you understand that? Who was not deceived? Adam not deceived. The woman being deceived. It was deception that Adam that brought her into that sin. Adam had already been in that sin. Are you together with me? Let's go back to that place. And so he gave her. He gave him rather. And he did eat. All right. And the eyes of them both were opened. Your eyes will be opened. Don't worry, I'm not praying this bad prayer for you. I'm praying the other side. I know what I'm saying. Are you together with me? I wanted to try an insult, but you know some preachers, everything, they have not preached much. They say, the Bible says, Adam went to, and he saw a tree. You shall see a tree in the name of Jesus. The preaching is 30 minutes. The prayer is 25 minutes. I'll just say that jokingly. If your pastor preaches that way, I'm very sorry. That might be his own style. Don't say you will not hear him again. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The voice was walking in the garden. Your senses will be awoken again in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I'm not just a talkative. I'm trusting God and I believe that impartations are happening. I'm not a talkative. I say your spiritual senses will wake up. You will perceive. You will feel. You will know. You will understand. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Brothers and sisters, I told you, this is a high book. It's not like they went to hide behind the mango tree. That's illiterate thinking. Those trees are knowledge, revelation, praise God, excuses. Do you know when you sin and you tell God why you sinned, the reason, you know you're not asking for forgiveness. To tell God the reason, not confession. That's a tree you have eaten behind the tree. You have sinned. You say, oh my God, oh my God. Maybe you abuse your wife. You spoke to your wife and said, God, Kai. And Adam said it. He also told you it's because of the woman. Ha! I would have been a great man of God without this woman. God. God, can you see what's happening to my life? And God will not say, oh, my son, sorry. I should have given you a better wife. Never. That's a tree. There are various trees we can hide. So there was a tree. There was a revelation, a knowledge that he used to block himself. Amen. And the Bible says that Cain left the presence. How do you leave the presence of God? God is spirit. Do you walk with your physical leg out of the presence of God? Is a searing of the conscience. Amen. I don't know if Cain is in heaven, no. I don't know. I know Adam is there. I know Abel is there. But Cain, I don't know. And the Lord got unto Adam and said, where thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid. That's the tree. Are you together with me? Fear. Amen. Fear. Guilt is a tree. Praise God. Have you noticed that when you sin, you don't want to come to church? Why? See, yes, all my guys are sinners. Oh my God. Why? Guilt and fear. It's a tree. You don't want to come to his presence because of guilt and fear. It's a tree. So when I call you, why didn't you come to church? I say, hey, Pastor, you will not be clear. But the real thing is that there's a tree of guilt and fear. Are you together with me? May God deliver us from strange trees. And may we engage only the tree of life. Because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Wherefore I commanded thee not to eat. Who told you you were naked? You see, I'm trusting God. When I was coming here today, my prayer is that God will strengthen the agencies of God that release communication and impartation. That we're going to begin to hear stuff from his world. We're going to hear, feel, and be imparted. The way Adam was imparted and he knew that he was naked. What did he know before? He knew he was glorious before. After the fall, he knew he was naked. So something made him know he was glorious. When he lost it, another thing made him know that he's naked. But I'm trusting God that those things that make you know of your glorious state, that God will activate them in your spirit in the name of Jesus. You are going to come into awareness. Can we be on our feet? We're going to come. Can we begin to speak in tongues and pray in the spirit?